No matter how many times I watch, it's still as amazing as I remember it to be. Although, I would sacrifice a few things to watch it for the first time again. The excitement and suspense, because I didn't know what was gonna happen the first time around, is just, Well, now that I'm done with the movie, I guess it's time to finally wake your butt up. Hey. Hey, babe. Wake up. The movie has ended already. Yeah, fast asleep like always. I get that my movie choices are boring, but, well, you just can't help snoozing, can you, huh? Look at how cute you are. All cuddled up to my arm, with your head resting on my shoulder. That sweet, innocent look on your face. And your cute snore, said you do, even though you deny it. But it is certainly a thing, since you wake me up snoring sometimes. Hey, wake up. Did you really have that good of a sleep? Oh yeah, no, you sure so weren't sleeping, yeah, 100%. Okay then, can you tell me what happened in the movie? Yeah, well, there's a vampire. Well, there's actually 3 vampires in the movie, but carry on. Okay, but can you tell me what happens when he enters the castle? Got ya. Honestly, just the fact that you even agreed to watch the movies with me is already more than I could ask for. Even if you don't really understand what's happening and end up falling asleep halfway through. That, and you never complain when I rewatch the same thing over and over, so. It's like a comfort to me, because I know what's coming up next. Yeah, keep pretending you didn't fall asleep. Anyway. Since you already look a bit, well, tired, it's getting pretty late. How about we call it a day and cuddle up together for the rest of the night? We are already in bed, and I know it's bad to not brush your teeth before bed, but I'm so tired and lazy and sleepy. So, how about we be naughty and brush them in the morning instead? I promise I won't try to kiss you first thing, since my breath can be a little alarming, shall we say. It's all the damn energy drink, but it tastes so good. What? What's with that look all of a sudden? Yeah, I did say that we should cuddle up together. What? You don't want to cuddle up with your goth girlfriend? I promise I won't bite. Not if you don't want me to. Oh, come on. You've fallen asleep on my shoulder while holding onto my arms so many times before. It's only fair that I get to experience it as well. Plus, it's basically the same as before, except this time we're gonna be holding on to each other. Oh, darling. Let me have that. Lie back properly, okay? There. Now you can wrap your arms around me as well. In fact, I did it for you, so you can't say no to me. I heard guys don't like asking out loud to be the little spoon, but you can feel how nice and warm I am. pressed up against you like this, having my arms around your chest, make sure you feel nice and secure. Even if you don't admit it, I know for a fact you're enjoying this sleep yet. This feels so good. I never really got to cuddle someone like this, even though I've been in a relationship a few times before. Guys usually just have the idea that just because I'm a goth girl, I don't like hugs and kisses and cuddles. You've heard about the 5 different ways people like to receive love, right? The 5 love languages? Yes, that's right. Even for a sleepyhead, you're still sharp, huh? It's words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and dun dun dun, physical touch. Mine's physical touch, but I think because of the way I look and dress, previous boyfriends just, they didn't think that much. I know they say communication is key, and don't get me wrong, I know that no one knows everything when they're in a relationship, but sometimes asking for something kinda defeats the thoughtfulness of the act. Like, I'm spooning you right now because I want to make you feel loved, safe, and secure with me. I want you to drift off to sleep being held. Just somehow, not one of my previous relationships thought I needed that. Because, after all, you are a mix of everything when it comes to love languages. Even if I prefer physical touch, it doesn't mean I don't want to be told I'm pretty. Or if you were to clean up my makeup station, or heck, even gift me a rose. I know it's cliche, but damn baby, you really nailed it on the head with me. I've never felt let down or disappointed. I don't expect anything from you because I know you can have bad days too. Just like me, and you never complain. As long as you know, I'll always be here for you, huh? You're my man and I'm your gal. It's us against the world after all. Sorry, I was rambling a little bit there. As I was saying about you and showing love, etc., when I think about it, you really are the only person that doesn't just assume. Goth girl doesn't mean no hugging or touching or kissing. You just treat me the same, and that's all I could ask for, you know? And that's honestly one of my favorite things about you. You are never judgmental or not open to trying new things just because of stereotypes. It reminds me of a story I read online. Whether it was true or not, it doesn't matter because the point is still the same. The girl was taller than pretty much everyone, and bigger too. And for the first time, a guy walked her home after a date to make sure that she was safe. She knew for a fact that no one would start on her because, well, it had never happened before, beside the obnoxious comments shouted from across the street. But when the man she dated asked that, she felt her heart flutter, because he didn't just assume and treated her the same as everybody else. That's like you, and why I'm such a happy being with you. There are many more things about you that I like, but that's definitely gotta be up there. But really, thanks a lot for being so understanding, by the way. I know, it probably sounds very random and out of nowhere, but really, I mean it. begin to tell you how many times I've been in a relationship with someone just for them to get annoyed at me and say really stupid things like, when are you gonna get out of your phase, or I thought you'd grow out of it. You can imagine why these relationships did not last. My disdain for someone can build up very quickly. It's like The Sims when I get a big red minus sign that shows my likeness for them has gone down. Another point is how many times a guy just tries to get in a relationship with me just to live out their fantasies of a goth girlfriend, even though they do not have one thing in common with me. It is honestly such a gross and icky behavior. Going out with someone based purely on their looks, it's so artificial. Like, you're clearly not in it for a real relationship. You think people look the same in 10 years' time? 20 years? It's a shame society can make some people vain like that. But then you came around. Someone who actually cares about me. Someone who doesn't try to change me. Someone who doesn't mock me for my choice of clothing or style or makeup or just anything. Someone who's willing to watch the same movie with me over and over, even though they don't understand what's going on and fall asleep without fail. I'm starting to think that movie is your version of an ASMR video to sleep to. I love spending time with you too, because you're my favorite person in the whole wide world. And there's no one else I love more than you. What? Why did you turn around? What's with that look? What do you mean I've never said I love you to you? I'm sure I've said that before. Okay. I guess that was the first time that I said, Now you can drop that smirk already. You get tucked in and cozy. Seriously, if you're a tired being, you should rest. They're so nice and warm to snuggle into. I could get addicted to this. It sounds silly, but thank you for entering my life and not running away. I know I can be overbearing. Hell, I can even be overprotective, but it's just, I never want to lose you. I want you to be mine forever and for me to be yours forever. Nothing feels better than kissing you and holding you and just knowing that you're mine. You know that cuteness aggression you can get with animals, you just want to squeeze them silly? I get that with you. I have it right now because you're just so damn precious. I want you to know it. You haven't said much about previous relationships, but I have a feeling they weren't treating you right. They weren't appreciating you properly. So I want to shower you with love. I want you to know it. That you're worth it. Everything I do for you, to see you happy, just makes it all so worth it. You're everything that I could have ever wanted. I just can't see myself with anyone else. How could anyone make me as happy as you do? And I'm serious when I say that. Baby. I think you might have fallen asleep, but doesn't mean I'll stop rambling just yet. can't imagine having to go back to the talking stage with some random person that I'm not even interested in. How do people do it? I would be so heartbroken if something were to happen to us. Imagine being so close and intimate with someone, then next week you're discussing what kind of TV shows you like with someone who's essentially a stranger. That you're desperately trying to determine if they would ever live up to your crazy new standards that your ex set for you. It's crazy, baby. It really is. I remember being so shy and having major butterflies in my stomach around you. I put on an act. I acted all tough and confident and self-assured, making lots of eye contact. Meanwhile, internally, I was panicking that you wouldn't even like me. But the more you spoke to me, I knew so desperately I wanted more. I wanted to blow right past the talking stage, get you over to hang out and see what would happen. And here you are, honey, in my soft, cozy bed, with my arms wrapped around you and my body pressed up against you, softly saying little cute rambles in your ears about how deeply I love you. I don't want this moment to end. I can hear the rain outside the window and the wind every so often. I can smell you, hear your breathing ever so slightly. My heart is so very full right now. I hope I can look back at this memory when we're old and wrinkly together, and it will put a tear in my eye because it all worked out. You make everything better. It's all because of you. I know I repeat myself, but you're everything to me. I will always be here for you, right here waiting on you, cheering you on in the corner, forever and always. Please, my pumpkin, have the sweetest of dreams. I love you so, so much. I'll pet your hair a little until I fall asleep to you, cutie. Good night.